Chapter 10. Amnesia. Amnesia is the loss of memory, resulting often in loss of identity. It comes through shock, or concussion, or some interference with the circulatory system. Suddenly, a man's recollection of the past is gone. He knows he is somebody, but cannot remember who. His family are strangers. His hometown is new territory. Familiar ways are unrecognized. Old friends become new faces. The associations of years are suddenly severed. Valuable antecedents are lost. The wisdom of past experience is dried up. The ties with life's lessons are cut. The memory of past joy is gone. The agony of yesterday's sadness is not recalled. The past tense has ceased, for good or ill. A comparison with old sadness. Suddenly becoming a new person is often good, but not in this way, and for this reason. Often new endeavor is spurred on by a recollection of past failure. New joy is made more joyful by comparison with old sadness. The memory of past deliverance gives hope for the future. To be able to remember is a blessed quality at all levels of living. How we live in the future is connected inseparably with how we have lived in the past. A realization of the contrast will give perspective to the amended life. Remembrance of past victories may rekindle a fire in the soul. Some trial faced and mastered, then recalled, may give inspiration for facing the next with fortitude. Retracing the way thankfully tends to increase faith and rally the spirit. It is a blessed gift to be able to remember. Amnesia is a great handicap. It has to be recognized that there are some things best forgotten. Sometimes memory lingers on the wrong things. Brooding on past faults may imperil the future. Mourning over past folly may paralyze the will. Fretting over what might have been only aggravates the nerves. Gloom tortures the mind. Sometimes the wrong sort of remembrance only holds men captive. They are content to live on worn-out experience, and the future is barren. A tenacious memory may bring despair. A man may be fortified by the past, but if he is a man of faith, the real attraction will be the future. The best is yet to be. A broad back to the past and a shining face towards tomorrow. In one place, the Apostle Paul makes forgetfulness a condition of progress. There is a forgetfulness which is a thing of grace, but it is very different from amnesia. One will lead to reaching the goal, the other to missing the mark. The Apostle James has marked it for us. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if a man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. James 1, verses 23 and 24. This is amnesia of the soul. James is anxious to teach that hearing only leaves an impression which can be soon forgotten in certain circumstances. Hearing and acting. Hearing is good, but the truth is realized most by hearing made incarnate by obedience. Indeed, a man who only hears and never acts is really half false. Everything we do, good or bad, tends to permanence. Every choice taken leads more in the direction of that choice. The man who hears and never does has no permanent realization of what he ought to be like. His choices, such as they are, lead him to nebulosity. Indolence and disobedience at last cloud his memory. The circulatory system of the soul is blocked. He forgets who he really is or ought to be. One day, somebody who knows what he once was says, "I'm surprised to see you in this place. I thought you were a Christadelphian." Far away, a bell is ringing, but the sound is uncertain and the call is unrecognized. Amnesia is a great handicap. Jesus, in the parable of the two builders, warned us against the things which cause it. At first sight, it might be said the rock in that story was the Word of God. Careful reading will tell us otherwise. The man who built his house upon the rock was the man who heard the sayings of Christ and did them. The man who built on the sand was he who heard the same sayings and did them not. So in this parable, the word of God became the rock for the man who obeyed. for the other, the same word of God, sealed his doom. When he built his house, it was really his tomb. In Peter's second epistle, chapter 1, verse 5 and onwards, he lists all the blessed virtues which make for fruitfulness. If a man lacks these things, Peter gives us the reason. He hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. As Moses stood with the people of God in the plains of Moab, before they entered the good land, he said, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness." Centuries afterwards, Ezekiel, in telling Israel the reason for their disastrous failure, speaks God's word and says, "Because thou hast forgotten the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare." Amnesia is a disease which needs to be taken seriously. It can lead to an eclipse of faith, and when faith is smothered, the worst can happen. For the man who finds his soul memory is bad, let him get back into real fellowship of the ecclesia. Leave the perimeter, come to the center. Let him shake off slackness and gird himself for the real business of the truth. Present duty, done lovingly, will sharpen the memory and fill the soul with humble satisfaction. Forget the past and its lost opportunities. Remember God's leading and his love. True identity will be established, old friendships renewed, the memory of past joy recovered, the promise of true life rediscovered. On the distant horizon are signs of a new day. God never forgets those who remember his will and love to do it. When they are healed to serve, now and hereafter.